Racial segregation in Milwaukee is decades in the making. Some UWM students say they certainly have noticed how the metro area is divided by race in many ways, but the students add that they are focusing on a different future. WUWM's Michaela Martin gathered together a group of college students of different ages, ethnicities, and hometowns to discuss their experiences with race and segregation. Here is part of the conversation as we continue our series, Project Milwaukee, Segregation Matters.
UWM students Sydney Lee and Dwayne Lee, not related but both black, and grew up on Milwaukee's north side.
I think growing up it becomes normalized how you have like the south side is supposed to be Latino and then the north side is supposed to be black and you know the east side is supposed to be white. So it's like when you grow up with it, it becomes normalized. So you don't really question it until you get older where you're like, well, you know, that's kind of weird that we look at it that way. So it wasn't until I got older that I was like, well, that's not really normal. Normal cities don't really do it like that. And I feel like it's not helping when people are saying, oh, I don't see color or I'm colorblind, because that means you don't see me. That means you don't see the type of discrimination that I face or the type of world that we live in. If you're saying, oh, I don't see color, I'm colorblind, like, what does that mean? Like, I mean, I understand not seeing, like, actual color. Like, you can't see red, but I'm not red, I'm black. So.
You know, we talk about sides of the city. You know, like, if I were to go to the south side, I mean, there's a reality that I may encounter a racist incident. Say I went to Southridge. This one lady, the lady who works there, she just made it a point to let me know that she was looking at me. You know, I mean, I expect them to watch everybody. That's understood. I think everybody understands that. But when you're making it such a bare point that you're focusing on me, it's just like the skit, and this is going to date me because maybe you guys didn't see this, but in Living Color, where they're so focused on the black guy, the other people are taking things off the shelves, but you're so focused on who fits a stereotype that you have preset in your mind that you're not even doing a good job of crime prevention. I don't know if it's a question you asked directly, but it's a thought that I have. Like, what is it like being given the benefit of the doubt in every situation? Because as black people, you got to prove yourself in every situation.
The women in our discussion group all nodded, saying that as women, they have sometimes felt a sense of discrimination and vulnerability. Before Mackenzie Paschke moved to Milwaukee to attend UWM, she grew up in a white suburb a couple hours from here.
Being a woman, I am also Jewish and Mexican. You might not know it looking at me, but you know, growing up, I was predominantly white areas. So like, oh, you're the odd one out. And I'm like, but I feel like I'm like everyone else. And so I am fully aware that it is not to the degree of what a lot of other people have faced, but you know, trying to, you know, always prove yourself as a person is difficult, let alone, you know, when there's something or, you know, a greater force, you know, against you to begin with. I don't fully know what that's like, and you know, I frankly don't want to. I also feel like, and this goes for everyone, not just black people, not just white people, not just, you know, whatever, but when people or incidences do happen that fall into stereotypes, like I don't always know how to react in those instances. And like for the other day, for example, I was walking to campus, it was noon, like daylight, everything else. And this guy, he was an older black gentleman in a black beaten up SUV, like followed me for like four blocks, just like hollering at me outside of his car. But I mean, it is what it was, and you know, it was, you know, frightening from a, you know, there's this creepy guy following me, but not necessarily from a, it's a black creepy guy following me or a white creepy guy following me, like just a general creepy guy following me. But I'm like, you're also not helping stereotypes here while you're doing that.
Leah Mayu also grew up in white suburbs where she was in the majority. When she moved to Milwaukee for college, she says it was eye-opening to see the segregation she had heard about. Mayu says she fights the inclination to stay with what's familiar.
I mean, every once in a while I do have to give myself a reality check, because I think I heard somewhere where it's like, what you think first is what's ingrained in you, like what you like, sort of grew up knowing, and then like your second thought is like how you actually feel. So sometimes like I walk to school, and sometimes I'll see like a group of like black high school students like hanging out by the Little Caesars and all across the street. And then I'm like, wait, like, I don't have to do that. Like, they're probably fine. So every once in a while, you do things without really thinking, and then you just sort of have to think about why.
In the end, everyone at our discussion agreed Milwaukee has a long way to go in fixing its segregation issues. However, the students say they're confident their generation will make a difference, and that gives Dwayne Lee hope for the future.
Then I just feel good about the race relations among young people.
Michaela Martin, 89.7 WUWM.